All right, welcome, welcome. This is PRQ, Project Review with Q. Send in your publications, subscriptions, keep sending them in, any and all ideas. It gets us rolling. A couple that come in. Anyway, I'm taking calls the entire hour if you're excited about it. Lovely to get to do the last show. Notice that the dialogue is getting slower and slower and slower and very peaceful. I like that. It's working very well. Those ladies are great, great resources for us. Remembering how it's normal to be in peace, as peace. And I commend them and you as well. I'll wait for you, BBS, see if we have any callers. Otherwise, I'll just take a break if no one wants to chat today. Thank you so much, BBS Radio and For the People dot space and the PRQ team. The the couple projects that I was looking at this week was the Wealth Center TLS. That was kind of, I thought that was really a fun one because what is wealth? And, you know, it's obvious that we're getting new money. And it's obvious that there looks like there's going to be a new system. And you're seeing it right before your eyes. Now, how do we make it a very light, peaceful transition here when we have been indoctrinated and adopted money in general? And so anyway, those are really fun projects, and I encourage these are people that can come up with all sorts of money, but can we actually advance opportunities to improve our communities and so forth? So what good is money if our passion is really to improve our communities? I think Jonah out of British Columbia stated, oh my gosh, if we just get free on our land, then a lot of the money things go away anyway. The only, and the Mermaid Day, we're talking about this. If everyone had money, no one would go to work, or would they? So if everyone got $1 billion, they'd expect someone else to deliver the milk. We've talked about it 1,000 times. So we're in a bit of a pickle here that we don't even understand what means of exchange is yet. And we're getting there. BBS, let me know if I have any callers who want to chat today. I don't have anything on my plate yet. The other project I have, let's see, what was the other one that was an interesting one? A place, a space. And so when you look at some of these, a place, a space, this is from, I assume I can say it, Jacques from Earth. Love that one. Where is that space where all our needs are met? And that's why homesteading is so prominent or should be. We're stepping out of that whole system. So if I can't tax you, I don't. The whole system is stifling a dimensional reality that you could make for yourself. So think of it this way, process this way. If I'm in a space, then when I leave my space, doesn't matter where the place or space is, that means I'm creating another place, another space. So when I leave my space and place, that it's a sanctuary you've made, then I'm either going to someone else's space or I'm creating another place. So that is an outstanding observation. Where is your dimensional reality is up to you. And how does it integrate with others if they're coming to your space? Very interesting, isn't it? Thank you so much. All right, let's take some calls. I'm just always thrilled that you would call in. first one is Kath from Florida. line three, I believe it is, connecting with other universes and Tesla runes from the people dot dot. Okay. Kathy from Florida, are you there? You're going to have to help me there.
Aloha, Q.
Aloha to you. Remember, BBS has to give me a quick summary, so don't blame everything on them, although it's very fun because they're listening to the shows, and they tell me that they laugh a lot with us because they have to see what we're up to so they can get the next call. Anyway, it's a long story. Inside joke, so I love when we get all these different – we might as well just say they want to talk about something. It's really funny. Okay, Kathy, what do you have?
Okay, it was on For the People Dot Space, one of the articles, and it was when they were talking about when they were doing these tests of putting people in these Tesla rooms, and that they were connecting to other universes. And my question is, when they were going through this, and they're connecting to other beings, were they traveling to good and bad places of beings being good and bad? And were they being directed by the AI technology that they were in? And is it just their spirit that traveled?
Tremendous question. Tremendous question. Thank you very much. I wait for you guys to pull me basically to see if you're ready for it. And it's not that you're not ready for it. It's, there's several technologies you said there, but just because of your nomenclature, don't be discouraged. But I can, if I gave you all the information I could see right now, and we've done this, we did it with the military and SRI did it and many others, Montauk and otherwise, all the groups from EROIS on the West Coast. Most people, what happens to them is they go crazy and kill themselves. So we have, not only do we have unbelievable people in the military now that work at the White House, they are starting to look at material that they will not survive if they look at it. So we've had a lot of people die just by looking at the material, and some of the material has booby traps. Well, that multidimensional capability that we had in these programs and what you're calling, what is the definition you have? What's the name you gave it?
Well, they Tesla rooms that they were connecting with.
Okay, so we have the ability, let's remove that name and just say we have technology here that if I put you in there, you're going to get unbelievable vast amounts of history, not only of yourself, the planet, the universe, the solar system, many, 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 many things. So when you get overwhelmed that way, we have found that this type of human needs to do it in steps. And that's why your internet is still up, because we're starting to spoon feed you some. Look at what's on your internet about disclosure now compared to 10 years ago. Notice how you can't query on the internet now. You can't do anything on it. So there's the bad guys competing against their little tool to control us on top of it. Well, what if I gave it all to you on your computer right now? And you could download it is what that room is. What if I gave you an entire web page of the entire universe and put it into your head right now? Well, what do you think would happen to you?
It would be overwhelming for me.
because we want to try and process it, and it just gets so confusing. So please keep going with this information. If it's on forthepeople.space, it's been vetted extremely well. This is another example of how we're disclosing information and let you start feeling the information. Knowing it or believing it is where we're going.
Yes. So when they do travel, okay, as in this article here, were they traveling to, because the outcome of this, when they came out of it, they were healed, they were at peace. It was a lot of good things that were happening to them after these experiences. So that's why I was curious to know, when they did this travel, were they only with the benevolent on beings that they were meeting or places that they went?
many cases, that is correct. Because when you are outside of here, you would never, ever try and affect another planet, another universe. You would never, you have too much knowledge. So many of the individuals who made incredible inverted relationships, because they already have that relationship, they already know who each other are. It's not truly in an identifiable way, individual way. It's, there's just too much commonality that they wouldn't control. So they would cradle them in most cases for the information. So you wouldn't give someone who can't perceive information a ton of information. You would just cradle them in what they're capable of understanding. That's what's most typical.
Okay.
Great question. Please keep going with this. This is great.
My other question that I think kind of relates to this too is when you were talking about our DNA being coded and how we have all these filters in us. That would be related to how I think that you're speaking on, like, these military people that are in the White House now, and if they had all of this information right away, it would be too much for them. Is that because of the filters?
Some of them, not all of them. So the reason these individuals are picked, notice I did not mention any women today because they're the real powerhouses. And the men are designed and engineered to be on the front lines. So I'd like to mention, the one thing is off topic. I will not tell you who the light beings are that are working through our systems now that are female. They're too valuable to us. But I'm teaching you, you should be able to recognize them. And yes is the answer. They have been proof that they can adopt, that they know they are in an alien war, as an example. They have accepted it. They understand dimensional reality. They know how the universe works. You've got some A-teamers now, and they are really, really committed to helping all of us.
Wow. Okay. Well, I do have one more question.
Remember, we don't get paid to do this. We don't have any. We don't have an agenda other than to be of help.
Yes, yes. And it is amazing and so much love that you guys are bringing to us through all of this. And I just want to thank all of you for what you've been doing. I am just so grateful, and I'm so excited of getting to know who I am and my true being and all of us coming together as one. It's just so exciting. And I'm just so grateful for everything.
I am grateful for you. If you're not here, I'm not either. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
And by the way, that was an amazing show with Lauren and Zosha that you were on, that I listened to the last show. Amazing.
Yeah, they're stealing my thunder, though, don't you think?
They are powerful ladies.
I'm not going to let them look under my skirt yet, but we're getting there. We're getting there.
I do have a question.
All right. I love you very much. Thanks for doing this. You never underestimate how much you're helping people. It's quite amazing when you bring up high quality questions like this. And I don't want people to be intimidated. You can ask me any question you want. It's just working with that information, that would take years. You're doing incredible. Please keep them coming. Thank you for the call. All right. That is a very vast subject. So when you do have hyperspace travel that's been understood, don't do it because you're going to leave your body. And the value of bringing back and participating in other information is extremely valuable. It's quite a conundrum looking at this type of human. Irene, I can't believe Irene's calling. Irene from Seattle Online, group of individuals. Irene, how are we doing today?
You know, I am really excited. I'm a little bit nervous. I got so inspired by some of the conversations in the last Lauren's show with, in Socia's show with you. So I literally pulled the car over. I'm in the middle of the center of the universe.
Is the troll okay?
The troll is doing pretty well. He's got a lot of visitors.
Good.
Too many.
Okay. Glad to hear it. It's so funny. We're the only ones going to know the inside joke, right? So anyway, what are you working on? I only got a few. They don't give me too much information. They're really busy folks. So as much as I knock the BBS team, they just give me a little quip of what you're calling about. So go ahead. What is it you're working on today?
You know, I got inspired and I've been feeling this as a desire to ask you for a while. When we're singing or toning from the heart, this is particular to something that I do. So that is true. And when we're singing or toning from the heart for groups or individuals, and the frequency is like perfect, and they're recognizing through their heart and feel that they're home, and it's just flowing in that incredible way, which only happens with certain groups or people. Could you share what we're all experiencing when that happens?
Very good. Outstanding. I've been waiting for you to actually ask me this question because of the sound healing inspiration you guys have. And it is really prominent to prove that I can sing you a song that has possibly in the words negative context. Okay. So I, and that's why you're hearing me do a lot of heavy metal. Queensryche is otherwise Iron Maiden. We're giving ourselves clues in some of these songs, but that's not really what it's about. The linguistics are not keeping up with our harmonics. So when you sing from the heart, even though it may have what we might perceive a negative piece of information, you can't get around that your heart is owning that information. And that's why I like to be controversial with some of this music. Haven't done too many rap songs, have I?
No.
No, you can test it out. You know, you look at material as literal, but when you do it from your heart, it doesn't. Here, watch. It's really simple. I'm waiting in my cold cell when the bell begins to chime. Now, we can see that I am really invested in the story of the song, and there's nothing more. But you can feel that I'm really intrigued with the light coming through to transfer it. Now, I'm really animated, and we don't expect everyone to be like in your face with this animation. I'm just saying, when you really feel good about sharing your feelings, how are you going to be able to compete with that?
It just flows. And when light language, as you know, one way to speak about it is flowing, and it's connecting. It's influenced by maybe who's in the room. I find that just so exciting. And I'm also, always curious about it. You know, I know it can, if it's coming from the heart and people are recognizing it when it's not English, it's syllabic. That's my passion, but it doesn't always flow in quite the same way, depending on who's in the room. So, because I have a public space, sometimes I'm aware that there are some people who are what we call, kind of like black holes in the room. And then there's other people who are really high frequency. So it's like this balance between, riding that wave or finding the highest frequency that the whole group can participate in. And sometimes it's really high and sometimes it's just right in the middle. And sometimes it's, I'm just feeling like all I can do, the best I can do is offer the sound and be as clear as I can. It's just fascinating how the group or an individual can inspire higher frequencies of sound coming from the singing bowls or from my voice. It's just curious. So that's what I'm really curious about.
Now, what's the difference?
I guess not. What is the difference? Sometimes I wonder if it's me having, you know, trying to get on the horse and there's no saddle, so to speak. I don't know. I don't know how to answer that. I mean, I guess I feel like I know, but I'm not sure how to answer that. Maybe that's my question.
Okay, so do you mind if I be of some help?
Yes, I would love that.
So to do this kind of work that we do every day without even trying, it's our job that we didn't even know we had, you'll find one consistency without giving you absolution, that the ones who can see you are paying attention and the ones that aren't seeing you are not. So never, ever believe that it's you. Know that you are perfect. And if people are not paying attention because you have a different way of working, because we have these big personalities we might entertain, participate in. I love municipal projects. Everyone's really into it, aren't they? Anyway, it's a I took a little shot there. But think about all the people we deal with because we love, let's just put something mundane. We love building bridges, but we don't necessarily like the construction contractors, et cetera, et cetera. There's just so many because they're not paying attention to letting things flow from the heart. Is what you basically taught us today. And so it's really who's going to pay attention to us. You have to really pay attention to do sound work. You're like, whoa, I heard that. And that's why a lot of music does catch people here and there, but they don't sustain it in their life. When remember the first time you heard a sound bowl, whether it was ceramic or copper? Do you remember the first time you went, whoa? Do you remember that?
Yes.
I'm just doing entertainment now. But you went, why does it resonate through my entire body? Is that fair?
Yes.
That's because you're paying attention. You're like, this is something I'm into this. This feels really good. Every cell of my body is harmonically feeling it. It's inverted. It's going both ways. Everyone thinks they're feeling the bowl, and I'm saying, no, you are talking to the. It goes both ways, everyone. It's pretty cool. You've taught. Look at who you've taught since you've been calling in.
I'm just so excited because I see that every day that I share the bowls with people. I watch it happen. I feel it happen. I watch them light up. It's incredible, the power of frequency and sound and that pure sound. And, you know, our voices, we can just do that with each other, with our voices and our hearts. We don't even need the bowls.
Exactly. Exactly correct. Incredibly, incredibly done. That's what we're looking for. Prove that it works, Mr. Hotshot Q. You just proved it. You can stay there if you want to, can't you?
Yeah. Yes.
Anything else? I'll go to the next caller unless you want to chat some more.
No, that was just incredible. And I'm filled with joy and emotion gratitude. And so thank you.
And so am I. And so am I. Thank you for the call. That is just fantastic for all of us. So this group of people, they've turned in barbecue. So what's fun for me is when they start dreaming, this particular group, they're actually finding it's starting to come into their reality. And then they play with the way they used to live and the way they live now and vice versa. We're all playing with, does this work or does this not work? There's a lot going on in this group because of where they're located. And it's intentional. They're divine. It great care is taken where they reside. And it's very dear to me, as you probably have heard. Next call, BBS. I'm going to, the next one looks like Sabine from Hawaii on line 4. What determines that we remember a dream? Line 4, you're on there, Sabine.
Can you hear me?
We're loud and clear. Thank you so much for getting up for me.
Hi. Hello. How are you today?
Very good. I didn't think anybody got up before noon in Hawaii.
It is. We're up. Hey, Keel, I have a question about dreams. What does it determine which dreams do you remember and which ones you don't?
Okay. So what would you say is a dream?
Well, for right now, I would say if I close my eyes and I'm going somewhere, not here.
Okay. So how about this one? Let's do a dream right now. Okay. I'll make it easy for you. Okay. So we're going to go dream together right now. You ready?
Okay.
All right. So close your eyes. Now, don't get worried if you feel things, okay? Don't worry about feeling something, all right? But if you want to tell the audience, you can. All right, so it's okay to dream with you?
Yes, please.
All right, here we go. You're closing your eyes and you're settled down and you're waiting for me to come hold your hand. I'm going to go ahead and grab your right hand with my left hand. I am going to hold your hand. And your little hand is going to be in my hand. And we're going to go for a quick walk. We're going to go for a walk, except we're not going to walk. We're going to fly today. I'm going to hold your hand. You're going to stay right with me. You're going to be able to see my face. You can see all of me. And we're just going to be amazed as we start our flight. It's very slow. We're leaving the house. We're leaving our space. And now we are holding our hands. And we're going to go to Hanauma Bay. And we're going to go. Now we're going to go a little faster because we know our location. And we're going to go to Hanauma Bay. And we're going to observe the turtles are catching the tide back out to sea. We're going to sit right over that bay and watch the turtles come and go and have such delight in all the people in the beach there. As you know, mostly tourists, but we're still appreciating Hanauma Bay. And I'm holding your hand and I'm holding your hand and I'm holding your hand and I'm looking at you. And then I hold your other hand. And so now both my hands are holding both your hands. And we rejoice. And now we go back home. We go back to settle you down, and we go back very quickly. We come back, and then we set you down, and now you're settled, and you're talking to me again, and your eyes are open. Is that a dream?
No, it was real.
Then what's the difference?
So the difference,
there's no difference is what I'm doing. How do you feel?
Okay.
Can you tell everybody how you feel?
I feel very bubbly. I feel very happy, excited because I love to fly. I love to see beautiful places. I love to be held.
You see how the spirit does not have boundaries of the human, does it?
No.
Thank you. Wow. Thank you very much for the call. Outstanding call. Thank you. Time, please. Call anytime. Thank you for the call. All right, next call, BBS, thank you. Woo! Let's see, we got Idaho on the line. It's your own private Idaho. Let me see. It is line four, Margaret on line four. They and their partner create a timeline that is preventing them from being twin flames. Ooh, like this one. Margaret, are you there on line four, Idaho?
I am here, and that's not quite the question, but it's an interesting case.
It's okay. It's just to get the topic started. Do B-52s live in Idaho, though?
I don't know. I'm only here. I've only been here a year and a half. I don't really know that much about it.
All right, Margaret, what are you working on? What do you got going on?
All right, so Jonah is living in the Kootenays in BC, and I'm living here because I'm American, he's Canadian, and we sure do hope for that merge. Anyhow, so we've been separated for a year and a half now. We've been together in all total 7 years, but we've been separated now for a year and a half. And he got banned from crossing the border 5 years ago, so we did the whole waiver thing, and that was 6 months ago, and nothing's happening, and we're just, I feel like we are doing, there's something in us preventing us from connecting again, and I can't figure out what it is, and
yeah, I've been having fun watching you guys in British Columbia. It was really fun to see you guys. You know, this has been, the first time I got to talk to you guys, I was in Metchosin. And so I got a good, good swath of British Columbia people when I was through there. And I'm seeing a great, great activity about that region trying to interfere with us, but I don't want to create an absolution. And the interference that I am seeing is the recognition that we can recognize each other. So I don't want to put demarcation lines as the issue, but the PRQ team, many very interesting people have studied the region between, I'd say, Northern California to the tip of Vancouver Island. And what we're seeing, and then we'll go inland. I'm not going to say how far inland, but then we go inland. We're just really strong in that area. So if you look at all the 80s and 90s bands, the 70s, 80s, look at all the bands that came out of Seattle. Look at all the attention the Asian groups put into Vancouver, et cetera. It's just a very powerful place. And so we stand out a lot. I don't want to put absolution in your life, but you have to realize we are very visible in that region. Mm-hmm. And so because we're so strong, we attract a lot of attention. I'm sorry to say it. You don't want to know what I go through. And
I look
like light bulbs on a black mat is what we look at. And because you guys are both catalysts and activators, I want to encourage you to keep catalyzing. And I'm not going to tell you how to do it, but I assure you, the borders between these two countries is coming clean real quick. I'll give you that one.
Thank you.
This game is over. This is a silly game of about monetary and or revenue. The definition of revenue is going to deteriorate. So you can't actually tariff somebody in the future because we're not going to understand. The value system is going to disintegrate because you can't measure the value of anything. You're using money that's worthless already. So how do you measure the weight of gold if it's measured by green pieces of paper with pyramids on it? This is a facade. You're going to lose your border, I guarantee you.
Okay. So then that's what we were feeling, is we're being interfered with. I mean, we are definitely being attacked rather often, and that's fine. You know, we know how to fix that, but we just want to be together. I heard you last week saying how you and Mermaid, you can't stay away from each other, and that's how we feel, and it's so freaking frustrating. So anyway, I guess we just have to
it's
continue.
It's pretty normal that the light is that Benedict. So what if all the twin flames had a big party? Not going to go over to it. I really don't want to create a negative style of life for all of us. But I'm telling you, you're living with a lot of tough folks here, man. You're living with aliens, everyone. And you're the minority. Yeah. I'm that's why I work on it. Never did I want to work on the understanding that these individuals use mind and mind control, and we use our hearts. I hope that helps.
Yeah, it does. I get it. So at least I know it's not something coming from within me or he that is doing that, keeping us separated, because so we just have to be patient a little longer.
Keep calling in, and please. It looks like Jonah's listening anyway, but I love you guys very much. And it's very dear what you guys, where you guys are at and what you're doing is very dear to me. Thank you. Thank you very much for the call.
All right. Well, we love you too. So we'll keep it up.
All right. I'm glad to see you're feeling better too. Thank you so much for the call. All right. So I'm going to go to BBS. I'm going to go to line one, Sarah from Oklahoma. It said, I think I skipped her, I didn't. Would like to expand on Jerusalem. This is president in the U.S. Sarah from Oklahoma. So that's how you say Sarah in Australia. I'm supposed to say Sarah. Right. Anyway, Sarah from Oklahoma, are you there? Line one.
Yes, I'm here. Thank you, Q. And
thanks
for
doing this.
Sarah. Thank you. And by the way, may I please expand on what we had started 2 weeks ago on the discussion for Jerusalem here in the Holy Land round in the U.S. How
yes. What are you excited about, please?
I am excited about it. And I'm excited about it. I had the great opportunity of going to where at that time I thought was where the crucifixion was, where Israel is, where all these events that we know and have loved for generations in the Bible, and I didn't feel anything when I was there. And I was like, why is this not feeling right? And I felt that way forever. And I don't know what it was, but it was something that you said a couple of months ago. I'm going, this is where it was. Is that the right feeling?
Yeah, great question. And thank you very much for getting that. So if you look at the whole region, make the region even bigger. Go to Rome, Syria, Libya, Israel, Jerusalem. Just do a big circle there. Why would anybody go back to the most hellacious war ever?
Yeah.
I can't get myself, I have unfinished business there, one might say. But we are addressing how we're going to get me reinstalled in the Mediterranean, Africa, and so forth. And it's quite a task. So your legacy, your heart's going to go, did that, done that. You'll probably have more of an attempt. I don't want to put this into you. But doesn't it feel different when you start looking at Chichen Itza or, you know, all the ancient ruins in South America? Wouldn't that would be more of a legacy you might want to explore? Is that fair?
That's definitely fair. And I had the great opportunity, and you talked with Irene, who I absolutely love and adore, and it was the first time I'd ever felt that kind of a frequency with a group of women in my life, and she was playing it. So all this makes so much more sense to me. Just exactly what you're saying.
Yeah, so I would say we're careful. We're careful with creating a timeline. So I can see a lot of your passion, and I can see why you pursue it. And if you don't teach me a little more, I'll help you a little bit more. What feels like your true passion, the underlying passion, janitor or otherwise? What is, you should be able to get it. And I'll give you a little help here if you want it.
Okay. I love helping people.
All right. Can I help you now?
Yes, please. And thank you.
Isn't it fun to make people aware of new information?
Yes.
I want to hear it again. I didn't hear you very well. You're very quiet. Isn't it fun to make people aware of another rock overturned? Isn't that fun?
It is. I know I'm a teacher. I've always been a teacher. I know I'm an advocate.
It's like pulling teeth around here. Very good. Okay, so how do we advance, so most of the people we love to teach don't even know they want to be taught yet, do they?
No, exactly.
So how do you get them to the water well?
I guess with little crumbs.
So what is my disciple going to do? You just have to really take great care. It'll all work out with your passion. So when you get moved, I didn't have a passion to be in Israel or wherever it was. It felt like I was wasting my time, although it's interesting and culturally it's outstanding and it's fun. But you can tell that it's kind of a teaching tool, but it is your ultimate tool. So why wouldn't we just trust it? I can't wait to go to Tulum. I can't wait. I had a regular call with people from Merida where I've spent some time, and you'll recognize that we built those cities.
Yeah.
And because you can feel it, I'll offer that information. We built all those cities, everyone. And now there's only 1% of the jungle that's been taken off those cities. If you could see how big that city was, your history would change instantly with all your children. And so I'm proud that you would recognize that. And there's many other regions, even Australia, you'll see all of the pyramids over there. We had a really beautiful place here. And it's tough for me to see a lot of this degradation. The great nuclear wars here, hyperbolic wars, neutron wars, a lot of sound wars are tough for me to see when I look at Arizona, where there was the place was solid trees. And so we'll get it back. We'll definitely get it back. But thank you for the call. Any other questions?
No, I just wanted to thank you for all that you are doing for all of us. And I appreciate your feedback and all your direction. So thank you, Q.
Thank you. Please keep calling in. I love your guys' questions, anything. Thank you for the call. All right, Shelley from Arizona on line 2. Questions on the twin flame model. Is it possible for one twin flame to have a best friend instead of a sexual partner? Don't know if that's the right question. Shelley from Arizona on line 2, are you there?
Yes, and thank you for everything you're doing.
Hi, can you speak up?
Hi. Yes.
Just kidding.
Hello, can you hear me? Hello?
Is there anybody out there? Yes, I can hear you fine. Thank you. Please, go ahead.
Yes, I thought you said one time that you created the model for us to always have a partner, like a best friend or a sexual partner. Did I hear that right?
Yeah, so basically when we come into, I'd say, please remember that I'm dealing with the English language. So everything's going to be linear. And not as, nimble as you might give it credit, because you use the brain to translate English words. So we're doing our best to understand our knowledge as we communicate through this system. you automatically have a twin flame from the conception of the universe. You don't have a choice in it, because you've taken part of you that is going to go experience something else. And that's why you're seeing the cloning, you're seeing all of the abductions of humans, is because you don't remember that you took a part of you and put it over here and put it over there and embodied all these people. So you don't really have a choice whether you have a twin flame or not. It's just whether or not you're going to re-recognize yourself. And in your case, represent each other in a different body. So that is a true desire we have, is to go out in the universe and make sure we can find ourselves, is maybe the real question.
So
pretty late information, isn't it?
Yeah. So before I got on the Q train, I met somebody when I was 30. It was a girl. We are born 3 months apart, but it was really obvious that we were both in each other's heads thinking the same thing all the time. Like when you talk about you're Donald Trump, but you're also Q, that's kind of how I imagine it. And we realized that we did this, whether we were physically in the same room or whether we had 800 miles separating us. And so because of those experiences, I've always called her my twin sister.
Right. That would be very normal. So for the record, the Don thing is funny for me, because the audience told me, you're Don too, aren't you? And so I just agreed with it. You'll never hear me say I am someone. I will tell you that if they're dead, I was that person. I will say that. So it is fun. But we're going to get used to this. How is it that I'm animating two people at one time, which is possible? So how are you doing it? Can you see how you're doing it? It's effortless, isn't it?
I don't see how I'm doing it. As a matter of fact, she'll always agree with me. Okay, how I would have described it before, I would have used these words. I would have said my light, I'm a light being, and when I came into this time and space dimension, I manifested into two bodies, hers and mine. Now, today I would probably change some of the wording, but that's what I used to say to her years ago, and she'd always go, yeah, but I don't think she ever knew what I was talking about, even though she agrees with me that we have a special connection.
You've already answered it. You know this information, don't you?
So then I also have twin, but so it's me that's my light, my twin.
What if I showed you, you can use, there's plenty of authors out there that talk about this, maybe Magenta Pixie or others. What if I told you you could make another twin flame? A subset of yourself. What if you treated that one on?
We're constantly advancing light
is what I'm doing my best to explain. We're constantly advancing. So you're going to everyone's calling it reincarnation, and I'm calling it, we're advancing our conscious capability of being light beings in multiple humans. And someone, something is maybe noticing we're getting good at it. Thank you for the call.
Oh.
If you're done.
Oh, thank you.
All right. I wonder if I have one more call. Thank you for the call. Let's see if we can fit one more in here. Jackie from Earth on line 4. Difference between knowledge and memories. Jackie on line 4. Are you there?
I'm here.
So I can't wait to know where that is.
Can I try the Earth language again? The legacy.
I love
Earth
it.
Language.
Go ahead.
Does that sound closer?
It's really, really strong. It looks like it's favoring the Navajo side with another planet. So for me, the information you gave me would be an encyclopedia. And some, a lot of people don't understand. You gave me about 5 million pages of information.
Wow. That brings me a symbol.
It's just trusting it in knowing that we're doing it. So we're just giving our true self an expression of ourselves. And so definitely the legacy natives got a good piece of it. They had help, though. I will say they did have help. And that's why we want to get rid of the legacy Native Americans, because they got it right. They had helpers. They did have people. They had time travelers helping them, but they actually were speaking correctly in many respects. Because notice you didn't use any consonants.
No. Yeah, and that made me think, what language was I speaking that I was cussing at you?
I can't give you that information unless you give me a clue. I already know what it is. I already know where from, but I am resolute that I'm not going to affect your life or your timelines in information like that unless you can come up with it on your own. Because that's the muscle that we have in us, and the more we use it, the more you don't need me. You'll have the information.
Right. And I noticed that things are coming faster and faster and faster. One
I'm sorry for my boundaries. It's just worked very well for me.
Oh, I totally understand. Knowledge, the difference between knowledge and memories.
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference between knowledge and memories?
Okay. Very good.
Are memories more?
And I've been waiting for this for a long time. So can I see the difference, is what you said. Do I know this is true? Perfect connection to your previous goal. How do I know that language works for me? Why does it feel good when I say this to Q? This feels really mm-hmm. good. I feel mm-hmm. really excited when I do this. That's knowledge, is it not?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it comes from your heart.
And then, so that memory is different than, what if you had doubt? What if I screw up? What if I don't say it right? What if I don't know. That's a different memory. So the knowledge memory, I could easily sort from mind energy, mind memory.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So you already know the answer. It feels right. You do it. If you doubt it, it's mm-hmm. not right, is it? Thank you for the call. I'm getting kicked off the radio, you guys. Thank you so much for the call. Anyway, it's been an incredible day. It's been an incredible day for me, and thank you. And I cherish you, and I love you. And gosh, I want to sing, but I'm out of time, you guys. I love it. Never thought I'd be time-bound. It's pretty wild. Join me next week, everyone. Thank you for the people.space. Thank you, BBS Radio, and thank you, the PRQ team. You have a beautiful, beautiful day. All of my love to all of you now. Good day. Thank you.